In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Well, good morning and Merry Christmas. What a joy it is to be here this morning and to celebrate God's love given to us in a baby sent to save the world. And when we think about His saving us, we can focus on many different things. But this morning, all of our readings seem to be talking about light and darkness. This metaphor is used quite a bit in the Bible. In the beginning, there was darkness, and Jesus, the Word of God, spoke creation into being and made creation good. He made light in the darkness. And it is this light that we need to look for and be about in our daily lives. But then, as the story goes, humanity sinned, and the darkness, a spiritual darkness, crept back into our world. Now we find ourselves living among a world which has both light and darkness in it. And sometimes that can be a confusing thing. Jesus' birth and death are perfect examples of that confusion. For instance, take the poor innkeeper of Jesus' birth narrative. There's this poor guy just trying to do his job, taking care of the inn, when this scuffy man and his pregnant, unwed girlfriend come in off the road. They're poor, dirty, and rough shape, so he tosses them out back with the animals. And I'm sure he felt pretty justified in doing so because he probably assumed it was their fault they were in the shape that they were in. What seemed to the innkeeper to be part of the darkness of our world was, in fact, actually the greatest light ever known. And of course, this confusion about who Jesus is would follow him for the rest of his life. Even in his death, there is confusion. The disciples think Jesus has died forever, so they flee, knowing that the end has come and everything Jesus taught them was for nothing. They think the darkness has descended on them forever until Jesus appears among them and their eyes are opened to the full reality of who Jesus is. For in Jesus' death, the miracle of everlasting life is found. So one of the questions the Christmas story brings to us is, how do we as a people of God work our way through these difficulties? How do we distinguish between light and darkness, between the things of God and then the darkness of our world? Well, I believe the first lesson we should learn from the Christmas story is not to make an assumption on our worldly standards. Just because someone is poor or looks different from us or seems to be sinful doesn't mean they actually are so in the kingdom of God. Just because someone isn't successful or doesn't have as good an education or doesn't drive as nice a car, doesn't mean that they aren't miles beyond us in the spiritual life. No, my friends, as a people of God, we have to learn to see the world as God does. We have to learn to look at a baby born in a barn and see him as a king. So the way I think we can learn to distinguish between good and bad is not with our own judgment and our own intellect, but rather by believing and learning about the source of light found in our Savior, a little baby who was born on this day so long ago. We can read about his life in the Scriptures. We can meditate on what he taught us. We can think about the great love that God revealed to us. We can walk in his ways and feel his divinity in our hearts. We can strive to truly know God. We can work to have faith, to have hope, to joy, and love in our hearts. And if we get confused, we can seek the counsel of the church and our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are on this great journey with us. My friends, this is often a confusing world full of contradictions. But today, may God's Son be among us. May His loving presence be with us as we celebrate the greatest gift ever given to humanity. So Merry Christmas. May God continue to bless you all. Amen.